Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is the last 10 days of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, who has honored us with this month of Ramadan, and who has made the last 10 days therein from the best of times. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our Sayyid, our Prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the slave of Allah and his messenger. May the peace and blessings be upon him and upon whomsoever follows them in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, to embody the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. O you who have believed, fasting has been decreed upon you as it was decreed upon those who came before you, in order that you may become righteous. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O you who believe. Indeed, we are arriving at the end of this blessed month. But as the Arabs say, that the end of something is what determines its affair. Al-amur bi khawatimiha. And so we are coming to what are known as the 10 great nights, whose reward is immense. These are the last 10 nights of Ramadan, in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to exert himself more than he would do at any other time of the year. So we find in the narrations that he used to spend and increasingly devote his time during the day in the remembrance of Allah alongside other righteous deeds, and then he would spend almost the entire of his night in prayer, bowing and prostrating, calling out to his Lord, reciting the Qur'an therein. In fact, in one of the narrations, it's said by Aisha radiallahu anha that whenever the last 10 days would come, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would bring his nights to life. In other words, he would perform worship throughout the night, and he would wake up his wives to do the same. So when we come to these nights and when we come to these days, the correct response for us in responding to them and knowing what we need to do is to increase our worship, to give whatever we have, just as we would do in an actual race as we're coming towards the goal. We give whatever we have. Then we need to know that these are ayyam al-ma'dudat, these are limited days. And it may be that these nights and maybe these days are the ways by which we attain the salvation of our souls. With regards to these nights, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam accorded them a special importance, because it is said that in one of these nights is Laylatul Qadr. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us to look for the Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, the night of Allah's omnipotent authority. Look for them in one of these last nights. And this night is better than 1,000 months. Which is more than the average lifespan. So brothers and sisters, in these last 10 nights is one night that is greater than our lives put together, the entirety of our lives. So should we not exert whatever we can to ensure that we make the most of these nights? And this is the reason why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not only exert himself, but would wake up his beloved family to share and take part in worship and supplications on this night. Sayyidina Ali ibn Talib narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would wake up his family in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. So let us do the same. Let us take this to be a real opportunity for the young and the old to excel and exert themselves in worship, and to invest themselves into these blessed days, and especially these last nights that are coming, these last 10 nights. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the month of Ramadan. He says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the month of Ramadan is a month in which the Quran was revealed, being a guidance for the people and a clear proof of guidance and criterion. So one of the things we should do in these last days and nights is increasing our relationship with the Quran, ensuring that we recite as much of the Quran as we can and reflect on the Quran to the degree it deserves and make the Quran the center point of our lives. Let us be avid in stressing that we do this in following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in seeking to emulate him in his way of worship and supplication. Of course, one of the things he was reported to have said often in these last nights is, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afu fa'afu anna. Oh Allah, you are the most forgiving and you love to forgive. So forgive us, so forgive us, so forgive us. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who repeat this supplication or not a lot, for those who make a lot of dhikr, for those who are connected to the Quran. And let us do so. Let us call upon Allah. Let us use these nights for intimate discourse, munajat, and calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of our own souls, for the sake of the souls of our children, for our relatives, for whomsoever has a right upon us, and let us make dua for the entirety of the ummah. Let us not forget the ummah, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ummati, ummati, my ummah. Let us be of this attachment to the entirety of the believers. Let us pray for our countries, for our leaders, and let us ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about peace and welfare. Let us ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes famine from those countries that are afflicted by famine. Let us ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heals the hearts and removes the strife of war in those countries that are afflicted by war. Let us ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove this pandemic and allows for a way of healing and a way of joining of hearts and the people to find well-being. Maybe ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take advantage of these last moments. Indeed, as we said right at the beginning of this khutbah, actions are often determined by how they end. And these days and nights are coming at the end of Ramadan. So much of what we can hope to get will be determined by how we end. So if we feel we've not given our whole, then you still have your moments. You still have your moments to give your whole. And let us give whatever we have, not just from our ibadah, not just from our worship, but from our character, from our charity. For those of us who have zakat upon us as an obligation, having reached this nisab value and the lunar year having passed, and having our zakat day it's falling in Ramadan, this is a beautiful opportunity to give your zakat. And this too was the way of the Prophet. Regardless of whether we give zakat or not, we should give much sadaqah, because the Prophet ﷺ was described as being more generous in Ramadan than at any other time of the year. So let us do whatever we can and increase our devotion, whether it be acts of kindness or compassion. The Quran says, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, and cooperate in righteousness and piety. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us those of those who cooperate in righteousness and piety, those who spread His rahmah across this earth, and those who are always part of the solution, never part of the problem. I say this and seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's English khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.